Amen. In the name of Jesus, commence the prayer session for this Sabbath. Let's sing him 412.
It's a blessed out of prayer when our hearts know deep in, and we gather to Jesus, our Savior and friend. If we come to drinking place, his protection to share, wonderful from the weary, oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed are the prayer, blessed are the prayer, wonderful from the weary, oh, how sweet to be there. This is blessed our prayer, when the Savior draws near, with a tender compassion, his chosen to hear. When he hears the door we can, as it may break it, what a bond for the weary, oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed are the prayer, blessed are the prayer, wonderful for the weary, oh, how sweet to be there. It's a blessed out of prayer, when the tempted and tried, to the Savior who loves them, their son can find. Sin heart, he removes every care, wonderful for the weary, oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed are the prayer, blessed are the prayer, wonderful for the weary, oh, how sweet to be there. Present out of prayer, trust in him we believe. In the form of the weary, oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed are the prayer, blessed are the prayer, wonderful for the weary, oh, how sweet to be there.
Be seated, please. So, this time, let's come to finish it. How to live an abundant life. From this morning, the topic to make a complete message. So, we all know about this life. We need this abundant life to make it more meaningful in our short period of life. Our life actually is very, very short compared with the eternity. And that is what we are going to inherit in Lord Jesus. So, but we have to really invest in it. In our short period of time, if we really can invest it and put effort to get this guarantee, and it's wonderful, right? Because it pays off. It cannot compare. We may suffer a short period of years, but we end up will be granted this eternal life. So if we consider this, we make a comparison, we know which one is more valuable, right? So how to live it? If we know it, we have to really put effort. So we have to really live in the Word of God. So this is why this is theme of ICTS, living in the Word of God. So we learn a lot through different aspects of the Bible teaching, right? From the parable of Jesus, from the life of Joseph, from life in the desert, from the book of James, all the classes we will go through, just try to help us really can make a determination and really live in it. If we can really live in the Word of God, then really we can receive, we will receive the transformation. So let's turn to I think they put the verse is wrong. It's not the Romans chapter 8, it's the first one, actually. I didn't pay attention because this is for not my writing. Actually, it should be John chapter 15, verse 1 to 7. So change it. I just found out that they make a mistake. Turn to John chapter 15. John 15. Verse 7. Oh, let's read from verse 1. John 15, verse 1 to 7. This message is what Jesus mentioned. He is the true mind, and we have to connect to him every day. We cannot depart from Jesus even one day. Okay. So every day we have to connect it. From verse 1 to 7. May I have Sister Joanne? Joanna, please read for me. Aloud, 1 to 7. Jesus said, I am the true vine. Okay? And in the verse 2 say, every branch is in me that bear not fruit, he take away. But every branch that bear fruit, he will purge it, and it may bring forth more fruit. In verse 4, he emphasized, abide in me. Abide in me. And the verse is say about the word which I have spoken to you, then abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Emphasize, we have to abide in Jesus. I am the vine, you are the branches. And that he who abide in me and I in him. And then in verse 7, he continued to say again, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you should ask what you will, and it should be done to you. So we abide in Jesus. We abide in his word. Particularly, it's just emphasized, we have to live in his word. So that's why every day we have to really read Bible. So once you go return to your home, your local church, you have to, it's not a recommendation, but you have to set up your own Bible reading schedule. Every day, you just follow, you encourage yourself. Actually, you can maybe five minutes or 10 minutes. Then you can read the Bible verse already. So you have to make it. If church have a Bible reading schedule, you just follow it. Every day you just follow. If church does not have the schedule, but you can set your own. So when you read the Bible, you don't have to read, you know, put one book after another from Old Testament until the New Testament, right? Because if you do it just simply, one book after another, you may be far too long, too dry in the same message. You can jump from this book to another book, from Old Testament to New Testament. It will make us refresh about the message. The Bible is actually alive. So make sure you every day you have your own schedule. Read it. And if you can have also a notebook, mark, write down some of your reflection, your own, or your questions. So through this way, you generate a lot of your own teachings. And Bible will teach you what you have to do. Then your own reflection will become your future resource. You know, in the future, we all need more counselor. Next generation, maybe you are the counselor. 10 years later, you may become a counselor. How are you going to share with your students 10 years later about what the Bible is saying? Right? So we have to start to prepare ourselves. Then you know how to read Bible, how to share about what you're doing in the Bible study. Okay. So this is a preparation process. You have to do it. Read Bible. And then we have to also attend a service. Listen to the sermon. You come to listen to a sermon, it's not just on Sabbath. We tend to very normal to our youth. We come to church only on Sabbath. So during the weekday, even some youth doesn't attend the Friday night service. If we come to church once a week only, and you just listen to one sermon, it's not enough, too less. So we have to make our own determination. At least I can attend one night of service in the church. Even in the family service, it's okay. But we attend the service, make us get used to, we know service or sermon is my responsibility. I have to attend it. If I attend it, I actually do the work already. I'm serving the word. So, living in the word of God. And then, what is the reward? If we really can living in this word of God, what is the reward? In verse 7. What is that? How do you understand this verse? Verse 7. Father, listen. Verse 7, what does it mean? What is the reward if you live in the word of God? You abide in me and I in you, right? The second part. Right. So this, your prayer will be answered. It's so simple. So that's why we can hear all the wonderful grace of testimony from our counselor, even from pastor, right? We heard so many testimony. Why? Because if we really live in the word of God, God really fulfill his promise. We ask then what we need. In time, God will provide and have done for us. This is God's promise, and he is faithful. He will definitely do. If God will do to certain brother or sister, definitely God will also do to me. So we do it. Living in the word of God, read Bible and attend a church service. And then the next, we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to put to death of the desire, the flesh desires, the lust for desire. This is in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. So, prayer, every day, we need prayer. If we do not have a regular prayer life in your daily routine, then you must to start after you return from this ICS. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. 1 and 2. Romans 8, 1 and 2. Let's have our brother Kevin. Kevin, can you read? Yeah, Romans. Thank you. And then continue, verse 5. Six. Seven. Eight. Amen. So we are no longer under the law of flesh, the law of sin and death. Actually, we are free. We are under the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We have been made free from the law of sin and death. So now we are alive, actually. After baptism, we are sitting with Jesus in the heaven. With Jesus. So our status actually is very, very normal. I mean, we are just like a king. Don't forget, we are just living temporarily in this physical world. One day we'll return. So we cannot make it disappear, this status. So we under the law of spirit of life. But in reality is we still have a flesh, right? Every day we have to eat. Every day we have to go to sleep. If we sleep we sleep less, then we were drowsy and falling asleep during the class. Right? If we drink too much, we maybe end up just like, you know, sometimes some disease come out, right? So this is our flesh. We have flesh. So we have to deal with our flesh. And flesh come up with some disease. Sometimes it's just a people's flesh. One day we know we'll perish. Yeah. But without this flesh, we cannot live. So the most dangerous thing is the lust, the desire. Especially when you are growing in during this teenager age. Your body definitely will different from the old man, you know, because you are growing. So that's why Paul emphasized the youth have to put to death the flesh. You have to discipline it. It's difficult because also I used to be a youth, right? I go through the age 18, 20. I know what was going on during that age. But that's why we have to discipline ourselves even more in this society, even more dangerous than before, because you have so many temptations around you. So rely on Holy Spirit, to be filled with Holy Spirit, then we really can overcome it. I think I share with some of during the church sermon in Cerritos Church or in Irvine Church. We have brother. He came to believe in Jesus. He used to be living in a very lustful life. I don't want to make too much detail to you about his life, but it's really sinful life. And to him, he considered, wow, this is also good. He enjoyed the joy of sin. But after he came to church, he understand. If we continue in that way, his marriage will end up become divorced, broken. And he can picture himself maybe in an old man living alone, and then a lot of the disease, maybe. Because he can see that this is fun. He don't care about so-called normal or the commandment. But after he come to the church, he believe in Jesus, he also encountered a lot of this difficulty, how to discipline himself, to put to death of his first desire. Thank God, every day, really, he pray in spirit. He even cannot bear at three times, he almost could not bear, cannot go through and ask God, God, please allow me to sin once and then you forgive me. Please, just like how you treat David, King David, right? Because he really argued with God. See how you love King David so much. He sinned a lot of sins, right? How many commandments King David broke? How many? How many commandments? He committed adultery, right? First, and then next. He murdered. And then? Covet. He desired for someone's wife, right? So, actually, a lot of sin, you can name it one by one. So he can see God, how you love David. Can I just commit one sin only? But please forgive me too. When he used this attitude to pray, and then gradually he found out his Holy Spirit become less power and almost lost his Holy Spirit. Because he used to have very fluent speaking tongues. But later he found out he could not speak in tongue. They make it so nervous. Because without Holy Spirit, then there's no hope in the future. So he immediately knew, God doesn't like my prayer. I cannot pray in this way. I have to pray, God, please make me overcome it. So then he overcome one time. Okay, overcome. And then after a period of time, maybe month, 3 or 4 months later, he come out another desire. Still, again, pray. This time I cannot overcome it. Please, please. Then, again, his Holy Spirit almost lost. Second time. Until the third time, he really just understand, God, please help me. This time I am not going to say I can sin against you and then you forgive me. But please help me to face it. You can help me. You are almighty. And then really God showed him mercy. God changed him. He changed him and then also his family. So his situation really turned around, become very happy and very joyful. So he just asked me if I have a chance to share with all our youth. Really, pray in His Holy Spirit, give us power to overcome it. Sometimes we consider it's too hard, but rely on our Holy Spirit. Everything is possible. Okay? So, every day, you kneel down and pray first. When you feel this desire come out, what are you going to do? Kneel down and pray. So, Holy Spirit will stop you. You really go to over the line. Really, God, Holy Spirit will help. But at least we have to pray. Really pray in the Spirit. And then the third one, we have to deep in the world. We have to really practice in life. Love one another. In the John chapter 12, let's turn to John chapter 12. Jesus said, this a grain of wheat. John 12, Verse 23. Gospel John 12:23-26. Can you read? Anna. Can you read aloud? Amen. Jesus said, "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." So, our Lord Jesus already set the example. And he really just sacrificed himself, right? Whole life. So basically, Jesus came to save us. He died for us. So he put himself in extreme example. But we have to follow him. So if we really to serve others, when we pray, if we say we have an abundant life, this life is just not for us. This life also we have to magnified, just like Jesus. When he said in verse 32, If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me. How Jesus going to draw men to him? Through what? Through the love. Right? So love, we have to see, make people see it. So love is, how are you going to show others love? We are not just in the lip. So in the book of James, we learn a lot. We have to have action. So we take action to serve. So during the ISTS, we serve. We come to serve others. Right? When you go back to the church, serve as well. So this parties make us really make our life become abundantly. Without serving, we just like a guy love others in the lips only. So in the church, in the family, do things to show our love, to show we really learn the word of God, and we are really be filled with the Holy Spirit. So this is very important. So these three aspects. We live in the Word of God, abide in Jesus. Every day read Bible. Every day pray. In the morning, at the end, pray. And do it. And we really will become the disciple of Jesus. And our life will be different, be transformed. Let's all come forward together and pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit and have an abundant life. Pray together.